Welcome to Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting. Today is April 28th, 2026. Can I get everybody to stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item on the agenda or delay discussion relating to the item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning or BCC or the Flint County Planning Commissioners PC for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones. You can take your conversations outside and you can come back at any time. Please, let's see what else we got. Hold all private conversations outside the room. Can I get staff introductions?
Danny Tomaso, Conference of Planning.
Jose Mendoza with Conference of Planning.
Juan Tabasquez, Part-Time from Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
And I will follow with our County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
And all our board members are here. Can I get a, public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council after about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speak your name, address, spell it for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this can be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for April 14th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes from 4/14/26.
There's a motion on the floor to approve minutes for April 14th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for April 28th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I've moved to approve the agenda for tonight, April 28th, 2026, with zero changes.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for April 28th, 2026, with no holds or no changes? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And we're going, do you have any informational items?
No,
nothing tonight. Okay, we're going to move right on. VS260109 U.S. Hula D Real Estate Investment Corporation vacant and abandonment easement of the interest of Clark County located between Argo Road and Wayne Road and Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Okay, we're going to trail that one. We'll hold that. VS260143 Church, Nazarene, Las Vegas. Vacant and abandonment easement of interstate to Clark County, interest to Clark County located between Pecos, McLeod, and Mojave Road and Viking Road and Twain Avenue and a portion of right of way being Viking Road location between Mojave Road and Pecos Road within Paradise. Is that applicant here? Come on up. And if you just grab the mic, and if you have anything you want to present, we have an overhead.
Yes, I do.
So
does this go with item two as well?
Two and three go together.
Do you want to read them together?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that then. Okay, thank you. UC260175 Church Nazarene, Las Vegas, use permit to allow communication utility building waiver of development standards to eliminate buffer screening design review for communications utility building on a 0.41 acre portion of a 2.84 acre in a RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone generally located east of Mojave Road and north of Viking Road within Paradise.
All right, great.
And then if you want to, if you see the overhead so that everybody can see what you're presenting. Yeah, you can.
We'll start with that one.
Okay.
All right. So my name is Rosanna Ferranti, and I'm here on behalf of Crown Castle and Google Fiber. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello, my name...
My line's here.
Hello?
Hello? Should be good now.
Yes? Hello? Okay. Hi, my name is Rosanna Ferranti. I'm here with Crown Castle and Google Fiber, and we are proposing a fiber hut. So essentially, we're proposing a 30 by 50 wall compound, and within this compound, there'll be a 12 by 28 fiber hut, four fiber vaults, and an 80 kilowatt generator. Additionally, an access road with parking will be installed. Per the Clark County Department of Public Works, site improvements were required for this development. The site improvements included a proposed installation, a detached sidewalk, landscaping, and gutter. So what I have here that everybody can see is just an overview of what we're doing and where we're doing it. And as part of the second agenda item related to this, or actually the first one, we have an easement to vacate, which is a government easement, which we did receive comments from the Department of Public Works saying that it's no longer needed for public use. And so we're proposing to have that vacation happen. And we also have a vacation of 5 feet in the row, in the right of way. And that is, again, for the sidewalk. So I think everybody has a set of plans. I will put the plan up here as well. This gives you an overview. This
we
is
don't count it.
I think the plan was submitted.
We don't get all the backup, so whatever you present, we get to see. We just get the basic.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, so let me go ahead and start with this one.
Thank you.
And those are just laminated. They're just bigger versions, so you can see if you'd like. All right. Okay. So what you see here is you see this is the Google, the fiber hut, right? These are the vaults, when we talked about four vaults. This is the access road. This is the government easement that we are asking for to have vacated. And then we see the existing government easement goes all the way over here as well. And again, this is described. We do have paperwork that describes it in more detail in terms of how many feet and so forth. Now, this doesn't show the landscaping. I do have a visual that shows the landscaping, which is, again, required for this project. And so here, it's basically the same image as that I just showed you, but it's zoomed in. And what you'll see is we have trees and landscaping along this right-of-way area. And so that's why we needed the 5 feet. So any questions or?
I have to open it to the public and then
sure.
We can go back if there's any questions.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak about this agenda item? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public and I will open it to the board.
Okay.
Have any questions?
The lack of the screen, explain to me. Okay, the tower is sitting at the top of that.
But it's not a tower. It's a fiber hut.
A fiber hut.
So it's a compound.
Okay.
But it's not a tower.
So it's all just...
So it's just a hut.
Yes. Okay, so let me just add
like
a little
bit. Like the other hut that's out there?
So what we're doing here is Google Fiber would like to provide high-speed internet in the area. And this is what we need in order to do that.
Okay. So, what is a fiber vault? Do you happen to know what that is? Because it sounds fancy.
I have someone here from Google Fiber.
If he's gonna speak, you have to state your name and address, please.
Ryan Macy, I'm the operations manager for Google Fiber in Las Vegas. So, a fiber vault is just a utility vault in the ground where we store the fiber. So it's
It's literally like a vault of fiber.
Right.
Okay. Cool. So it's in the ground. It's not above
ground.
It's in the ground. Just you see down all of the streets.
Okay. How many households do you expect this site to service?
The number of households, I don't have off the top of my head, but it's basically everything that's within about a 5-mile radius of the site.
Wow, okay.
So she does have some pictures of what the hut does look like.
Yeah, could we see that?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you would you mind putting it on the...
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Sorry, I have a lot of visuals here. And it is important to note that this would be the second one that Google Fiber is building here in Las Vegas. There are additional fiber huts that will be built over time. But again, they're trying to provide service for residents.
Is that driveway on Viking?
The driveway is created, if you see on the plans.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it is above ground.
It's coming up.
There's a building above ground.
Yep.
But it's not all in the ground.
Well, the vaults are underground. That's the actual...
Building over.
Yes.
The mausoleum.
Parallel back up.
Sit down.
I think for now it's probably okay, but I could see an issue in the future if they develop that empty land around them.
Yeah, that's a busy intersection too. That's my concern.
And so obviously Google has worked out an arrangement with the landowner.
Right.
Well, I'm not worried about that.
But not the street. The street's a busy street.
Oh, right, no, of course, not the street, yes, yeah. Correct.
It's a very busy street.
I'm more concerned about what the neighbors are going to
do.
Where is the closest neighbor on here?
Where it's just before that lot begins.
Yeah.
I believe, there was a neighbor here across the street.
Yeah.
So as far as the... But there's no traffic in front of it, so basically it's an unmanned building. It has electronics and stuff in it, where the fiber comes out of. There'd be maintenance people that would show up, and on a rare occasion when needed.
Are you gating this? This is the entrance, right?
Yes.
Are you gating this?
This would be an open driveway.
Right, to get there. So are you gating any entry? That's a gate, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So this
and there'll be security, right?
And there'll be a retaining wall, 8-foot retaining wall all the way around it, and security and cameras and all that good stuff. And then this would be parking for the...
Okay, so what is the landscape in front of it? I don't recall that on hand, but what do they have there? Is that existing, or is that...
No, this is what is required for the project.
Okay, so that's going to be put in. What is it roughly going to be?
So, my understanding is that these are species that do not need irrigation. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have right now. It's kind of what was told to us.
Do you have any idea how tall it is or anything?
We do have, we have a whole set of plans that I can absolutely provide to the board, and it has all the detail in terms of...
So you can't tell me what it is?
If you give me a second.
Okay.
Any other questions? Because that'll take me a minute to go through all the...
Are you asking for the type of plants or what size?
I just would like to know what they're going to plant out there. Are they going to plant something that's 2 foot tall? Or are they going to plant something that's kind of going to hide there?
Yeah. So what we're planning is per the code. So
yeah, what's required?
What is required?
Code requirement would be either a medium or large tree per the SNWA plant list.
Right,
so
it's like 5 gallon, what, 25? I mean, that's what he's asking. He's asking.
We usually measure by caliper.
Okay.
You know, 2 or 3 inch calipers, it's going to be medium, large. So it's heavy trees.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, we don't choose. I mean, we are trying to follow the code.
All right. Okay, I don't have it. I'll make a motion to approve items 2 and 3, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, you move forward.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you for all your...
I know, I tried to, make sure that...
Planning Commission on May 5th.
That's right, yes, we do have that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item number 4, PA 267, 00013 Wagner, Robert, and Hilda D. Plan amendment to designate the existing land use category from neighborhood commercial NC to ranch estate neighborhood RN on 1.04 acres, generally located south of Requendo Road and west of Pecos Road within Paris. Is the applicant here?
No, but I'm representing
him. Okay, that's here, the
applicant. Okay. Jim Gibson, I think.
Where your mic is way down there. If you wouldn't mind, please, pretty please.
I usually thought it was loud enough to be heard anywhere, but
it's being recorded.
The applicant
so
is Clark County, and they can speak on it's Clark County's behalf as well, but there obviously is a homeowner as well that will be affected. So whatever you're comfortable sharing with
so
the town board is fine.
Is this working?
Yeah, it's okay. Working.
So,
so they need
this
to give his name and address.
Law. And the,
Barbara, can you state your name and address,
oh,
please, for the record?
Thank you. Exactly what's here, 3345 East Oquendo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120.
Thank you.
So what it is that 45,000 square foot lot, I want to subdivide it. And when I came in front of the board about 5 years ago, they changed the zoning back from small commercial to residential because of what goes in the neighborhood. And at that time, the master plan didn't need to be changed. Then about, I'm told it was about 2 years ago, they made a rule that the master plan had to agree with the zoning, and it clearly doesn't on this property. I think that's why Jim Gibson is supporting changing the master plan now to support this property. Not to mention that I think it'll look a lot better when my son builds a 100 square foot house on that piece of property than the vacant land that's there now. I think it's a benefit to the community, and I can't see why anyone would object to it. Do you want to hear anything else about it?
I'm going to let you, when you're done, you let me know.
I'm done.
Okay. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board. If nobody has anything, do you guys have anything? I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you.
Declare this an adoption.
Okay. So do I have in preliminary staff conditions, do I have to say it's an adoption? For a record? I just did what they had.
It was approved, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I just had one thing. Sir, do you know you go to the Planning Commission on the 19th, is that correct?
So this is at Clark County.
Yeah. Clark County?
So he's just the person that's being affected, but it's Clark County representing. Bob knows he can show up.
Good.
Okay. Okay, going to item number 5, VS260173, BP Flamingo LLC, vacant and abandonment portion of right-of-way between Pincrest Street, located between Flamingo Road, Viking Road, within Paradise. Hi. And it keeps going down there, sorry.
Good evening, board. Levin Uhini, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. This, to orient you to the south side, that parcel is located north of Flamingo and west of Pancras Drive. This is a vacation of an abandonment of a portion of an existing right-of-way for a detached sidewalk. A commercial project was previously approved in December on the site. We had previously asked for a waiver to keep the existing attached sidewalk, but the commissioner is wanting to do the detached, so we're back doing the detached sidewalk. Staff had no issues with the application, and basically it is this portion along the eastern boundary of the lot. So we're just vacating it and doing the detached sidewalk as approved with the original application because we withdrew the waiver, and staff recommends approval, and we will appreciate your approval as well. We have any questions.
Okay. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item from the public? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public, and I'm going to open it to the board.
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's condition.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And then you go forward on the 19th.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Board.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
I have
the next item as well. Okay. AR 2640027 UC220556 LB Diamond Property LLC Waiver of Development Standards Second Application for Review to eliminate street landscaping for existing racetrack, recreational facility, and fairgrounds on a 37.6 acres in a CR commercial resort zone within the airport overlay, currently located on the east side of Colville Lane and north side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Is the applicant up back?
Good evening again, Board. WME 520 South Cold Street, representing the applicant. This sign, to orient you, we're located on the north side of Harmon, east side of Colville, and south of Rochelle Road. This is the F1 site. This application is a review of a previously approved application to eliminate landscaping along Harmon, Colville, and Rochelle. The application was previously approved in 2022. This is the first review, technically, of this portion of the application. There's been a previous review, that's why it states second review. The reason we're asking for this review is because Public Works currently is working on roadway improvements. We have to dedicate extra right-of-way. There is some existing landscaping along both Harmon and Colville, and a little bit on Rochelle as well. This is temporary. The reason we're asking for it is if we put in the landscaping and the detached sidewalk, once the county approves this project and wants to put it in, then they have to take it out and we will be required to put it back in. So this is a request to have the county finish its bidding process, build a roadway, because they'll build it to back a curb, and then we can go in, put in the detached sidewalk, and then put in the landscaping as well. So staff has recommended approval for 2 years. We accept that condition, and we will appreciate your approval as well. Thank you.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Oh, you do? Go ahead. Come on up. If you grab the mic, I think she has it. And then you just state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Paula Anthony, and I live at 205 E. Harmon Avenue, right across. I live out to that area, so I just want to make sure I understand what they're asking.
Go ahead and talk to us, and then we'll have her answer your questions. Thank you.
From what I heard, what I think I understand is that they want to have a delay in finishing the landscape. Is that what she was asking for? So they want to, in the future, put landscaping, but can't do it at the moment because City Works needs to do stuff. But in the future, they will do it.
If you want to answer her question really quick.
Yes, ma'am. So the original approval was to basically allow the delay of it, and we're asking for additional time since the county does have a project, and really it's a waste of money to put it in and then have to redo it again. So that's why the county, both Public Works and Planning, are recommending approval, so we do it later.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board.
If no one has any comment or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You move forward.
Thank you, board. Have a good
evening. Same to you. SDR 260177 SG Vegas Owner LLC Sign Design Review for the following. Increase the area of electrical sign and increase the number of electric signs in conjunction with the previous approved comprehensive sign plan for an existing shopping center on a 9.46 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. And I think the mic stayed over there.
May I use this to?
Sure. We just need to hear your state your name and address.
Okay.
Thank you, please.
Yeah. My name is Crystal Turber. I'm with Williams Sign Company. I'm here on behalf of In-N-Out Burger, located at 3747 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Suite 322.
I know, right? Sorry, guys.
And if you have anything to present, would you mind putting it up?
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I get the right site plan. Because there's 800 things here.
Okay, I was here a couple of months ago for the same project. This is at Showcase 5. This is where the In-N-Out is going. Originally, when I came here a couple of months ago, we got sign approvals. So this sign that I'm presenting has actually already been approved by planning and building. In-N-Out is just asking if we can make it animated to match with the two corner signs that are animated. Unfortunately, the master sign program allows 88 animated signs for that location, but not In-N-Out. They didn't get anything for their suite. So they just are asking for an additional animated sign for their location, and that's it.
Okay. Is there anybody here who would like to speak up this agenda item from the public? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening to the board. Does anybody have anything? If anybody doesn't, you want it? Okay.
I move to approve the item subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And you go forward on 520.
Yep.
PCC. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
VS260213, MGM Resort Festival Grounds, LLC, vacant and abandonment easement in interest of Clark County, located between Reno Avenue and Mandalay Bay Road in Gill Street and Las Vegas Boulevard South portion of right-of-way, being Gill Street, located between Reno Avenue and Mandalay Bay Road within Paradise. Can I read 8 and 9 together? Would you mind? Okay.
Please.
WS260212 MGM Resort Festival Grounds LLC waiver of development standards for the following: reduce the street landscaping, 2, increase retaining wall height, and 3, alternate driveway geometrics. Design review for the proposed Museum Memorial Park on the 2 acres in a ZR commercial resort zone within an airport overlay, generally located south of Reno Avenue and west of Gill Street within Paradise. Welcome. State your name and address.
Good evening, Lord. My name is Derek Soll. I'm with JCJ Architecture. I live at 5351 Deep Shadow Court, Las Vegas. I'll be presenting an overview of the project and then turning it over to my colleague, Robert. But first, on the screen here, the site is located on 2 acres at the intersection of Giles and East Reno. It's located on the actual site of where the shooting occurred. October 1, 2017. The 2 acres is comprised of an exterior outdoor memorial dedicated to those who lost their lives that night, as well as to honor the heroes who rushed in to save the lives on that tragic night. The shape of the memorial is in the shape of an infinity symbol. There's symbolic meaning representing eternal love for those that have lost their lives. And there are 2 components to the memorial. One is called the Remembrance Ring, which is located right here. And that's to honor the 58 lives that were lost. And then there's a community plaza located here. This is for where the community can come and gather and heal and share their stories. Interconnecting this is a pathway that's in the shape of the infinity symbol. And then access to the site is from the north side, which is here. There is some parking as well as a building, the only building on the site. We'll cover in a second. The project is going to be phased. Phase 1A will comprise of what you see here in the upper area, which is essentially the remembrance ring, and then the circulation path in the building. Phase 1B will comprise of the community plaza, and then phase 2 is for the Tower of Life, this iconic element located at the intersection of the Infinity Center. There is one building on the site. It's a 2100 square foot building that comprises the public restrooms. There's some operational programs as well as a metro security kiosk. And then the last slide is the elevations of the memorial. There is a screen wall that really screens sight lines to the adjacent properties. That's intentional. So that there doesn't initiate any trauma with sight lines to the tower. So you can see in that orange color is the screen wall. So you can see the Tower of Light rising up in the center of it all. It will be landscaping associated with this project. Thank you.
Good evening. Robert Cunningham, 6030 South Jones Boulevard with TN Engineering, representing the item. Kind of different file. So as part of this application, we've had to ask for several different waivers and I wanted to go over those. Those are applications that you see here before you tonight. So first, there was waiver to reduce the street landscape with the Long Reno from where 10 feet is required down to something less. I wanted to zoom in six. So you'll see that we have parking that's angled, and so the parking width or the landscape width adjacent to the parking varies. 6 feet is the minimum. We have pockets that are over 6 feet. To 10 feet, so we had to ask for a waiver for that. The second thing was that we had to ask for a throat depth waiver. So the county requires that our throat depth here be 25 feet, and we have 16 feet, we're almost there. But the way that the parking lot is oriented, there's not going to be a backup of traffic from vehicles not being able to enter. This is a one-way drive-out through this area here. And then third, we had to ask for a separation from the intersection. The intersection of Giles and Reno right here is currently in an offset nature. It's going to be realigned as part of the adjacent project that is being built, and it will go straight, shortening our distance from that intersection to our proposed driveway. We've located our driveway as far away from this intersection as we can, but we still have to ask for that waiver. And then lastly, there is a amphitheater being constructed, or part of the project is located on site. In order to retain the backside of this, we're asking for a retaining wall on commercial property up to 8 feet in height. And so that is the fourth waiver that we have there. In addition to this, there are some easements on the property. In this area here, you see these are pad easements shown in red. And then there's right away that's going to be vacated along the Giles alignment to allow for the detached sidewalk for the proposed wall job. With that, then we'll conclude our presentation and we'll be happy to answer any additional questions for you. Thank you.
Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one closing it to the public, I'll open it to the board.
So, quick question. As far as timeline, this is a pretty ambitious project. Is there any chance we're going to see this done before the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, the plan right now is to break ground in October of this year,
okay,
with opening next year in October at the 10-year anniversary.
Okay, excellent.
Do you guys have anything else?
No one has anything else. I would make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
On both 9 and 10?
And 9 and 10.
There's a motion on the floor to approve item 9 and 10 on the agenda with preliminary staff conditions. Oh, 8 and 9. I apologize. 8 and 9 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
Derek Sola.
Derek.
Sola.
Sola.
Sola. That should be pretty nice.
Yeah. Okay, WS260212 MGM Resort Festival Grounds LLC. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduced set street landscaping, increased retaining wall height, alternate. See, it's, then maybe mine's wrong because it says mine. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. I apologize.
The aviation hangar.
Hold on, I just got to get to it so I can read it. Okay, you ready? WS260184, County of Clark County Aviation and Hangar 145-18 LLC lease. Waiver of development standards for modified driveway geometrics, design review for proposed aircraft hangars in conjunction with an existing office warehouse aircraft hangar complex on 12.7 acres in a PF public facility zone within the airport overlay, generally located south of Reno Avenue and east of Haven Street within Paradise.
Greg S. Z014 Bike Charter representing applicants. One of the cool things about Paradise is you get to visit all parts of town that the time sort of forgot. If you remember this lot right here, just had that airplane that sat on it for a very long time. I think they tried to turn it into a restaurant or something like that. These are the five buildings that are currently hangars connected to Harry Airport, and they are for small airplanes. There's 14 small hangars, and as you know, the airport has evolved. I don't know if you've heard the same stories I have as far as when we have some large events here, we're having more and more large events here in Vegas. Planes have to land, drop off their passengers, and then fly out, and then go park in Henderson or North Las Vegas, which of course increases unnecessary traffic at McCarran. And so what the applicant wants to do is tear down these five buildings and replace them with one. You can see the edge of the existing buildings to the east. The five buildings existing are here. Tear those down, and now you have one continuous building with three hangars, room for six airplanes. This makes the airport happy. Fewer trips, fewer small planes, more room for the commercial traffic that Las Vegas needs, more room for capacity at the Carrot that is necessary. Here's a diagram of the difference. Instead of having 14 small planes, either little commuters or little tourist planes, little hobby planes, and North Las Vegas is expanding and is opening more hangars to accommodate the smaller planes, which is closer to where they sort of quote unquote belong. As far as the design review, this is what the building will look like. It's pretty much standard airline hangar, airplane hangar design, tans and browns to match the existing buildings and the surrounding hangars. And so obviously, when we received the staff report and Public Works had major problems, I of course started thinking like a representative, how can I pitch this? How can I sell this to where we get what we need? And on a call, they just said, well, why don't we just move the building? What do we need to move the building? Yeah, how about just move the building 20 feet, give county what they need? And so that's what we did. If you'll notice here on the left, the building is much closer to the landscape buffer, the sidewalk, and it has been moved 18 feet, 6 inches or something like that, in order to accommodate for that additional piece of curb, so that there is now the throat depth that the county has asked for, I believe, in waiver 8. We have submitted these prints, these plans, today. So it's not in front of you, you don't have it. It just got submitted today. We got to work on it as soon as we got the staff report. And so we are hoping that you will make a recommendation for approval based on the plans, that, the submitted plans changing moving forward from today. It'll get all hashed out for the Planning Commission,
We will make Public Works as happy as we can with what it is we're trying to accomplish. But the point is that the applicants want this to work. They have an incentive to make it work, and they're not going to let moving the building 20 feet stand in the way. This is sort of a diagram of a lot of what's the lion's share of what the problem was. There wasn't enough throat depth. The existing curb, the existing landscape, whatever you want to call it, was right around here. And this X indicates the 18 feet, or actually, wait a second, I don't know here, 20 something feet that it got moved in order to accommodate what it was that Public Works had asked for on waiver B. One thing that I noticed, and I understand the language of these write-ups, throughout the waivers of development standards, it said, they continue to say, reduce the driveway throat depth. We're not reducing anything. Everything is remaining as is. The driveway width is remaining as is. The throat depth we are now increasing, which was under B. We're not reducing the western driveway. I do want to point out one of the requests is to modify this driveway all the way over here. Yes, it is a 12.7 acre parcel, I believe, but our section that we are modifying, we are working on, is over here, and the western driveway, as it's called in the applicant write-up, is over here. The eastern driveway, it really doesn't have anything to do with us. The fire department has put their blessing on this. The safety vehicles do have enough drive aisle, turn radius, and such to get on and off the property. And we believe that with moving the building and changing that throat depth, we have relieved many of the concerns brought up by Public Works. And so we are asking for your recommendation of approval of the design review and of approval of the waiver ground standards based on resubmitted plans that relieve some of the concerns that Public Works have.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, I'm going to close it and open to the board. Go ahead.
I have a question. Okay, yeah, you're taking it from 14 hangers, right, down to 6, and apparently much bigger planes. Where are those 14 going?
The two other airports. You have the Henderson Airport, yeah, and the North Las Vegas.
They're going to be located there and fly there.
I mean, I can't speak to the businesses. Yeah. For all I know, they're going to close the shop. I don't know. But the point is that there are the two other airports that serve Clark County that are more appropriate for the size planes that are currently using the hangar space.
Okay.
The small planes really gum up the works at Reed as far as taking up runway space and preventing commercial airliners from landing.
I'm concerned that they'll still come in to fly and drop off their passenger, let's say it's one or two, and still fly out. So you're not necessarily getting rid of that traffic, correct?
The smaller planes are more hobby, the two types of smaller planes, hobby planes.
Right.
There are people who just want to fly and bus around a little bit. And then some are tourist planes, small charter planes. And so without having the hangars there, they aren't really the types of planes that would drop off high-rolling passengers. Without having a place to park.
Oh, so you're just kicking them up?
I wouldn't say kicking them out, no. It's owned, and they are getting relocated. It's not like you're saying, you can't fly anymore. There's other places to fly out that's far more appropriate that the airport would prefer. They not use me.
I have a quick question. Because you said there were plans submitted, so we don't have that. So that
we
would
don't have any of that.
That would make the whole waiver a few different. And then usually when you're doing a new construction, you can't go off the existing because you're moving your building or you're building a new building, so it would be new codes that had just passed. So planning is saying you do not have anything that was submitted?
I have not seen any plans. If they were submitted to Public Works or if they're submitted to their individual planner, they may have seen them. In this case, I didn't. I just wasn't aware of any point being.
You said they submitted them today.
Yeah, submitted them today, so they're just
for. So I guess my biggest problem is when you're talking about us approving something that has kind of like a lot of.
Would it be better if they came back
that's
at the next town board meeting?
With everything that's
everything, rather than us trying to sort this out.
We would.
And it still had time to go to
the
county commission.
You certainly wouldn't miss this. What I understand, we would miss the next planning commission. I have no problem coming back.
Yeah.
5:20 is your
so the next meeting
PCC.
Is 5:20, and then the next town board meeting is like 5:14.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 5:12.
I would feel more comfortable with that because we can't. This is what's in front of us, so we can't hear change it. You know what I mean? You can withdraw certain things, but we can't change it. So we have to go vote on what's here. So I'm going to make a motion. Is it to hold it?
Hold to the May 12th town board, and it still gets you through the Board of County Commissioners meeting on May 20th.
Or
both the Board of County Commissioners or Planning Commission.
If he didn't want to wait, we could just recommend denial and let him move forward with
he could.
He didn't want to come back, right?
As long as it doesn't take us off the schedule, I don't mind showing back up here.
I don't like doing denial because I don't want to deny him.
No, I agree.
The board wants a recommendation.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it's better if we ask you to hold this until our May. I'm going to make a motion to hold until May 12th of 2026, next town board meeting.
You're willing to do that?
If.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to mess up your schedule.
Yes, as long as we stay on track, that's the most important part.
So the motion is to hold it till May 12th, 2026, town board meeting. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. I gotta go item one. I spelled it. VS 260109 US Holdy Real Estate Investment Corp. Vacant and abandonment easement of interest of Clark County located between Arville Street and Wayne Road and Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. Are you here to speak on that item? So what do I no show?
So hold 2 weeks.
Okay. I make a motion to hold agenda item VS260109 U.S. Holdy Real Estate Investment Court Vacant and Abandonment Easement in Innisfret, Clark County, Dr. E. Holden?
No.
Indirect, okay. Okay. Till the May 12th town board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. And then we've got general business. Anything? Nothing tonight? Okay, no general. We're going to go on. Comments by the general public appear devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board of council by majority vote. Would anybody like to speak? Okay, seeing no one, closing it. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
The next meeting is May 12th, 2026. Did I miss that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Next. No.
Motion to adjourn?
There's a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. What was that?
Yeah. Make your time.
Oh.